Security of the Godly. The Spirit of God was present to protect the children of Israel during their departure from Egypt and slavery. God manifested His powers of miracles by Moses' faith and prayers. Exodus 14:15-16, And the Lord said unto Moses, Wherefore criest thou unto me, speak unto the children of Israel, that they go forward, but lift thou up thy rod, and stretch out thine hand over the sea, and divide it, and the children of Israel shall go on dry ground through the midst of the sea. In the New Testament, the Hebrew writer declared the faith of Moses and the children of Israel. Hebrews 11:29, By faith they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land, which the Egyptians essaying to do were drowned. Humanity, devils, and evil spirits are subject to the powers of God. God continuously hover His special protection over the children of God of all eras from evil spirits and evil people. Throughout our lifetime, He has commissioned an angel to protect us, who are His redeemed children. Isaiah prophesied about God's protection for His people in all eras. Isaiah 63:9, In all their affliction He was afflicted, and the angel of His presence saved them, in His love and in His pity He redeemed them, and He bare them, and carried them all the days of old. Romans 13:1, Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers. For there is no power but of God, the powers that be are ordained of God. Apostle Paul emphasized in the New Testament that humanity, devils, and angels have no authority. Their authority comes from God, who is the creator of the world, humanity, and angelic beings, both good and evil. God declared to Isaiah, Isaiah 45:7, I form the light, and create darkness, I make peace, and create evil, I the Lord do all these things. God proclaimed to the psalmist His perpetual power to ultimately control good and evil people. Psalm 78:49, He cast upon them the fierceness of His anger, wrath, and indignation, and trouble, by sending evil angels among them. Pilate said to Jesus, St. John 19:10-11, Then saith Pilate unto him, Knowest thou not that I have power to crucify thee, and have power to release thee? Jesus answered, Thou couldest have no power at all against me, except it were given thee from above, therefore he that delivered me unto thee hath the greater sin. The Lord gave the power of choice to Pilate and Judas to do good works. However, they chose not to believe in him, and were instrumental in his death. Obviously, they understood the choice they made. They doomed themselves because they did not believe and were not subject to the higher power, which is faith in Jesus Christ our Lord and Savior. Judas betrayed him for 30 pieces of silver. Only the Roman governmental authority could ensure the carrying out of capital punishment against Jesus. The Jewish people were unauthorized to carry out capital punishment, because the Romans had political power and dominion over them. 1 Corinthians 11:32, But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. As a result, the Lord challenges us to learn and grow spiritually. Psalm 94:12-13, Blessed is the man whom thou chastenest, O Lord, and teachest him out of thy law, that thou mayest give him rest from the days of adversity, until the pit be digged for the wicked. Let us look back in the book of Job to hear the controversy between God and Satan. Job 1:7, And the Lord said unto Satan, Whence comest thou? Then Satan answered the Lord, and said, From going to and fro in the earth, and from walking up and down in it. This is Satan's job, to go to and fro in the earth to seek whom he may devour. Verse 8, And the Lord said unto Satan, Hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and an upright man, one that feareth God, and escheth evil? God was asking Satan if he considered Job being upright and perfect in all his knowledge, and one who feared him and shunned evil. The devil, Satan, and the serpent are the three most powerful unified kindred forces of evil. All evil spirits can cause death because they perpetuate sin. However, God controls those deadly forces of evil. Hebrews 2:14, For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he Jesus also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is, the devil. Jesus came into the world to protect us from those deadly forces in which humanity would lose their souls. The evil spirit of Satan answered the Lord and said, Job 1:9, Then Satan answered the Lord, and said, Doth Job fear God for naught? We notice that the unclean spirit of Satan questioned Job's integrity to God. Satan said to the Lord, verse 10, Hast not thou made an hedge about him, and about his house, and about all that he hath on every side? Thou hast blessed the work of his hands, and his substance is increased in the land. In this scripture, the enemy acknowledged the power of God's protection around Job. He said that God hedged in Job, and the blessing of God had caused his wealth, both spiritually and economically, to increase. The Holy Spirit and the angels of God protected him because he was a chosen man of God. Satan asked God in verse 11, But put forth thine hand now, and touch all that he hath, and he will curse thee to thy face. In this verse, Satan did not claim any power, because he knew that he was subject to the higher power. Wherefore, he said to the Lord, But put forth thine hand now, and touch all that he hath. God gave Satan limited powers against Job. Verse 12, And the Lord said unto Satan, Behold, all that he hath is in thy power, only upon himself put not forth thine hand. So Satan went forth from the presence of the Lord. Remember that all blessings and goodness come from God, and all evil sufferings, troubles, and death comes from Satan, the serpent, and the devil. Those evil entities are kindred spirits, which embodies and controls evil people of the world. God removed the hedge from Job temporarily, which was Job's protection, to prove to Satan that Job was still a perfect and upright man. God gave him power to destroy his possessions, although he limited Satan's power. That was a test of Job's faith and obedience to him. God protects his people from the powers of evil spirits. He uses the power of evil spirits of sickness as an instrument to chasten and correct his people. However, he will deliver us when we wholly put our trust in him. Job 5:17-18, Behold, happy is the man whom God correcteth, therefore despise not thou the chastening of the Almighty, for he maketh sore, and bindeth up, he woundeth, and his hands make whole. If Satan touches your body, God will heal you, and if he touches your possessions, he will restore them if you believe, obey, and trust him. Verse 19, He shall deliver thee in 6 troubles, yea, in 7 there shall no evil touch thee. This is one of the many comforting promises of God to his people, who live perfectly according to our knowledge of him. Verse 21, Thou shalt be hid from the scourge of the tongue, neither shalt thou be afraid of destruction when it cometh. When persecution comes from the tongues of our enemies, God has promised to deliver us. Verse 11, To set up on high those that be low, that those which mourn may be exalted to safety. Verses 15-16, But he saveth the poor, from their mouth, and from the hand of the mighty. So the poor hath hope, and iniquity stoppeth her mouth. The spiritual poor are the suffering children of God. Jesus spoke concerning the unbelievers who are financially poor. St. John 12:3-8, Then took Mary a pound of ointment of spikenard, very costly, and anointed the feet of Jesus, and wiped his feet with her hair, and the house was filled with the odor of the ointment. Then saith one of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, which should betray him, Why was not this ointment sold for 300 pence, and given to the poor? This he said, not that he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief, and had the bag, and bare what was put therein. Then said Jesus, Let her alone, against the day of my burying hath she kept this. For the poor always ye have with you, but me ye have not always. Hebrews 13:6, So that we may boldly say, The Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Verse 8, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, and today, and forever. The Lord turned away Job's troubles and sickness. Therefore, he will also deliver us if we turn to God with all of our heart, and repent as Job did. Job said to the Lord, Job 42:6, Wherefore I abhor myself, and repent in dust and ashes. When he humbled himself, God justified him and proved that he was a righteous man because of the clean humble spirit he received from God. He did not curse God, but he blessed him. As a result, he evolved into one of the mighty prophets of all times. We look in the book of Job to find faith and strength in God's word in the time of our afflictions. Job 40:3-4, Then Job answered the Lord, and said, Behold, I am vile, what shall I answer thee? Job said, Job 42:2, I know that thou canst do everything, and that no thought can be withholden from thee. Job confesses to God. He also said, He cannot hide even the intents of his heart from him. When Job prayed for his friends, God healed him, also, the Lord gave him twice as much power as he had before. Jesus expounded, St. Matthew 5:10, Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. If we pray for those who persecute us and accuse us because they do not understand our relationship with God, he will deliver us and glorify us because we know him. Job continued to believe God throughout his trials and sufferings. These written examples are for us today. As God tried Job, who suffered at the hand of the enemy, the true children of God today shall suffer many things. God is proving our faith whether we are worthy to inherit eternal life. Revelation 3:4, They shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. Jesus declared to John, Revelation 2:10, Fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer, behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that ye may be tried, and ye shall have tribulation 10 days, be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. Jesus' expectation is that his people will endure suffering for his name's sake. Your prison may be an affliction in your body, or your enemies ruling over you. However, whatever your prison is, Jesus is looking for faithfulness when he comes. Let us notice for a moment the omnipotent presence of God, and his infinite power. These are the words of the prophet Hanani, 2 Chronicles 16:9, For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth, to shew himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward him. This is the promise of security for the godly. Let us look in the book of Psalms. Psalm 91:1-2, He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. If we expect to continue to have the protection of God, we must have faith in his word. St. Mark 11:22, And Jesus answering saith unto them, Have faith in God. Jesus proclaimed, St. Matthew 17:20, And nothing shall be impossible unto you. Psalm 91:9-10, Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. These plagues are diseases, which destroyed many in their youthful ages. God has promised to protect those who love him, and obey him, with long life, which is free from all incurable diseases. Psalm 92:14, They shall still bring forth fruit in old age, they shall be fat and flourishing. Job 5:26, Thou shalt come to thy grave in a full age, like as a shock of corn cometh in his season. Psalm 92:15, To shew that the Lord is upright. The psalmist continued to exhort us concerning the means whereby God protects his people. Psalm 91:11, For he shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. Isaiah observed God's mercy and love for his people. Isaiah 63:8-9, For he said, Surely they are my people, children that will not lie, so he was their Savior. In all their affliction he was afflicted, and the angel of his presence saved them, in his love and in his pity he redeemed them. Isaiah spoke of the divine intervention, the miraculous angel of his presence. When King Herod apprehended Peter, the Lord intervened through his angel. Let us look into Acts of the Apostles to see this miraculous phenomenon through prayer. Acts 12:5-10, Peter therefore was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. And when Herod would have brought him forth, the same night Peter was sleeping between two soldiers, bound with two chains, and the keepers before the door kept the prison. And, behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him, and a light shined in the prison, and he smote Peter on the side, and raised him up, saying, Arise up quickly. And his chains fell off from his hands. And the angel said unto him, Gird thyself, and bind on thy sandals. And so he did. And he saith unto him, Cast thy garment about thee, and follow me. And he went out, and followed him, and wist not that it was true which was done by the angel, but thought he saw a vision. When they were past the first and the second ward, they came unto the iron gate that leadeth unto the city, which opened to them of his own accord, and they went out, and passed on through one street, and forthwith the angel departed from him. Neither Herod, nor all the devils in hell were able to withstand God. Saint Matthew 9:28, And Jesus saith unto them, Believe ye that I am able to do this? They said unto him, Yea, Lord. If we believe and have faith in God in the time of extreme testing, he will protect us through the power of his angels.